Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, Allison here really needs our help. She's super stressed out because she hasn't spoken to her sister in 4 years, is really pretty clueless on why, and can't get any answer. So she reached out to us to reach out to the sister to find out what the hell is going on. Hey, Allison.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Okay, so you needed some closure with your sister. We did reach out to her. We can have some results for you today, but you got to give us the origin story here.
Okay, yeah. So it's been 4 years and my sister has just totally cut me off. I mean, we haven't spoken. I'm pretty sure she has me blocked because she's, you know, like I can't find her social media profiles or anything. So I'm pretty sure like she's blocked me from like all those platforms. And like she comes home to visit like usually once a year around the holidays, and like she'll go and she'll see my parents and she'll see my family, but she will not reach out to me. And it's just like, I have no idea. Like I haven't done anything. There was not like anything specific that happened. Like that caught, it's just, it's been like since before the pandemic. And, I just, you know, I know she listens to this show. So I was kind of hoping that maybe you guys could get to the bottom of like what happened. Like, what did I do? Like what, you know, what's going on?
Four years is a very, very long time. Do your parents have any idea what's going on? Did you seek advice from them?
I did, actually. I have asked them a couple of times, like, hey, like, what's going on with Abigail? Like, how is she? Why, you know, why doesn't she want to talk to me? And they just get really kind of standoffish. They don't seem to know, but they also really just don't seem to want to get involved at all.
So something smell right here for me. So I mean, because you're just not in a healthy relationship, and then all of a sudden you're not. Something had to have happened. Have you guys always been like close sisters, or was there, is it always adversarial? Did you guys not get along? And there was one thing that she may say that was the final straw, but you have no idea about?
I really don't think so. I mean, like, I feel like ever since we became adults, like since we were like in our 20s and stuff, that we got along a lot better than like when we were kids living in the same house and growing up and everything, you know. I mean, I think we had like a normal childhood and had like, you know, like bickered a little bit as siblings, but I really truly can't think of any specific thing that like was the definitive, you know, moment where she cut me off.
You said that you guys, since you became adults, you guys have had a better relationship. So could it be something that stems from childhood, and maybe she just felt like she dealt with it because she had to, and the moment she didn't have to anymore, she decided to isolate herself?
I mean, that just wouldn't make sense to me, because it was like we've spent, you know, like, you know, our early 20s and our mid 20s, like we, you know, we would hang out, you know, like our kids get along, and you know, I just don't understand why, you know, if there was something bothering her from long ago, like, you know, why she wouldn't have addressed that, because everything was fine, you know. And then it was just like, yeah, like about 4 years ago, and then I just haven't been able to get her on the phone. She doesn't return anything.
So is she still connected as an aunt? You said you both have kids, so does she send your kids birthday cards, or is it a complete cut off of the family?
It's a complete cut off.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've got a brother that's done this also. Our childhood was so painful that he's cut off the entire family. He doesn't talk to my mom, doesn't talk to me, doesn't talk to his full brother. Just doesn't want anything to do with the past whatsoever. But it was a really, really rough childhood for him. And he just, as an adult, is like, I'm keeping it in my youth, and I just don't want to deal with it. But at least he's told us that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Allison, like, why at 4 years? Like, why at 2 years did you not, like, try to seek more answers, or even at 3 years? Like, why now?
Yeah, well, I kind of, like, I was just kind of shocked, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I reached out to my parents about it, and they were sort of like, oh, I don't know. Oh, you haven't seen her? Oh, okay, that's weird. You know, like, and now, like, it's just, like, time keeps passing.
Yeah. And before you know it, you're at 4 years.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know, man. Just something doesn't seem right. Like I said, you don't go from a...
It's been 4 years since
I
was
But you just don't go from a healthy relationship and then not have any idea why the other sister won't speak to you or communicate to you at all with no indication, no major thing going on. Something doesn't... You guys are seeing the situation very, very differently here, clearly.
That's why for me it seems like something must have been brewing, and maybe you just weren't aware of it. But for her to not speak to you or even the extended family of you for 4 years, it feels like it was something she was holding for a while.
All right, well, I'll get some answers here in just a couple of seconds, Allison. Tommy, our show director, you did reach out to Sis?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you got an answer?
Yes, I do.
We got answers, Allison. So give us like a couple of minutes here. When we come back, Tommy will tell you everything, all right?
Okay.
All right, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.